Vera Payne.
The Olympics are here. Find out what are some of the top searches of fans during the Summer Games with Google Trends expert Jessica Flores. Thanks for joining me, Jessica.
Great to be here. Nice to talk to you.
So, Olympics, it just started, but you know what? How long is it going to last for?
The Olympics, I think it's 16 days, right? And we are seeing a bunch of things people are searching for on Google already. They want to know the schedule. They want to know exactly that. Like, how long is this going to last for? They want to know when folks are going to do certain events. We're seeing big breakout search terms like artistic gymnastics. We're seeing breakdancing. We have a huge spike there because, of course, it's the first time breakdancing is part of the Summer Olympics. A lot of people, they want to know what's that about.
Breakdancing. Oh, my God. I didn't even know that was a thing. Has it started yet?
That's a good question. Let's look. Let's Google that. I believe breakdancing is just a little bit away, but the cool thing is Google is going to help you through all of these questions. So if you Google anything like breakdancing, you know, U.S. Olympic schedule, it will show you right at the very top an information panel that will give you everything you need to know. So you don't have to click through 7 different websites to figure that out. So, for example, I'm seeing right now, okay, breaking, the pre-qualifier battle, 7 a.m. August 9th. So you know right away, okay, that's when I can watch it. And the other thing is it customizes it to your local time. So it knows exactly like, okay, so if you're in the Chicago area, it's going to give you time based on where you are.
Oh my God, that is really helpful because that's true. I remember way back when I would watch the Olympics religiously, you know, like especially in Japan, some of those events started at like 3 a.m. So you didn't know you had to convert the time. That's a lot of stuff I don't want to do.
Right. And the other thing is you're not going to wake up at 3 a.m. to watch every game. So you want to know, okay, who has the most medals? Who won? And you can just, when you Google Olympics or Olympic medal count, something like that, right at the very top, it'll give you a breakdown of all the countries and it'll show you who's leading the way. So U.S. right now, I believe the last I checked was around 20 medals. We have a couple of gold medals in there. Yesterday, the men's artistic gymnastics team took home the bronze, which was like the first time they took home a medal in almost 2 decades, 16 years, I believe. And there's also a hometown Olympian there that helped the men's team take home that medal, Paul Juda.
Was there anything else that was trending? Like, I know a lot of people had a problem with the opening, but was there any searches for, like, Celine Dion?
Yeah, I mean, if you saw her performance, you could not help but get emotional and then want to watch that after. So we did see a huge increase in people searching for Celine Dion Olympic performance. Also, people wanted to know, what song did she sing? So the term, what song did Celine Dion sing at the Olympics, that had a huge spike, about 3,000 percentage points. That was really cool.
Yeah, I had to look up what her disease was. It's that stiff person syndrome. So every time she does any kind of like concert or she just comes out for an event, I like to watch it because, I mean, she's coming out for us and she's performing and she's got this thing happening. And I'm like, we need to enjoy her while we can. And I think that's wonderful she came out for this.
I literally was teary-eyed because it was so emotional. I had no idea what she was singing. I mean, I don't speak French, but you could just tell she poured her heart into her performance and it was just beautiful.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. Is there any particular sport that's trending super high right now?
We saw a huge spike in breakdancing, but there's other sports that are newer to the Olympic Games. So skateboarding, sport climbing, surfing, those are seeing huge bumps. And surfing is a really interesting sport this year because it's happening very far from Paris all the way in Tahiti. And so there's a lot of interest in what's going on over there as well.
That is so funny. I saw that as part of the game schedule. And I was wondering, like, where are they surfing? Like, did they go into a water park?
Yeah, no, it's really interesting. And I believe surfing is started to become part of the summer game 4 years ago. So all of these games are, you know, they're newer. So people are really interested in how it's all going to work, you know, who's participating, what countries are going to do well.
It's funny. I went down this rabbit hole about the Olympic, how they determine what games go into it. And it's the International Olympic Committee. And they are the ones who decide, oh, these games go inside and this one for this year. It was just a tidbit of tug of war was once an Olympic game. And I'm like, I want that back. I think I could participate in a tug of war, like if it was a lot of people.
Right. There's a chance to be an Olympian, right? Like maybe some games that some of us folks who haven't been training for 4 years can participate. That'd be nice.
Absolutely. I think tug of war is something we all could get behind. And it's something I think we should have in there. It's a lot of games that were like, I was thinking to myself, you don't see right now. And synchronized swimming, I was shocked it wasn't in there. I absolutely love that sport. I mean, they have to force the smile. They've got weird gel in their hair. Like it has to be like strangely perfect. I enjoy it. And it just wasn't part of it. Was there a particular sport that you were looking forward to?
I mean, I think we all love the artistic gymnastics, right? Like, I want to see Simone Biles. I want to see all of, you know, the U.S. women's team just dominate. What I didn't realize, I can't believe I didn't realize, you know, there's two types of gymnastics. There's rhythmic gymnastics and artistic gymnastics, which are different. So the rhythmic gymnastics, it really focuses on kind of like the flexibility and the dance, and the artistic gymnastics, which we all kind of know as gymnastics, really think, you know, you're thinking about more the technical element, the precision, what we see Simone Biles deliver every single time. So I thought that was really interesting.
Is there a men's team for the artistic one?
Ooh, that's a good question. I'm going to Google that.
Yeah, right?
Well, yes, artistic, yes. Rhythmic, I'm not sure. The artistic gymnastic is the one that the U.S. men's team took home the bronze medal yesterday. Let's look and see if there's anything about rhythmic gymnastics for men. Let's see. I think so. Well, especially it's typically restricted to female participants. Mm. So see, this is why Google is going to be really your friend during the Olympics. There are just so many games. How can anybody possibly keep up with everything? So the good thing is Google makes it easy to find a lot of that information right up top at the information panel. And the other cool thing is, if you really want to dig into what's trending out there, what are people looking for? Anybody can do this at home. You just go to google.com/trends. And there's a whole section on just Olympics where you can dive into, you know, what's going on with volleyball or basketball or swimming or athletics and in general, track and field. So that's where I recommend folks go if they're just really wanting to dive in. You know, what are people searching for this summer?
I used to just use the TV guide as reference for trying to figure out what programs were out there because that's all we had back then. You're right. Thank goodness for Google. Well, thank you, Jessica. I really appreciate you being here.
Of course. Anytime.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening.